We're here this morning recognizing accomplishments, this accomplishment we call graduation. Graduations run in line with other milestones that we experience in life. Other phrases that we have used to mark this or other milestones are turning over a page or a different chapter in life, or maybe we describe a particular moment in the past as a pivotal moment. All of these words and phrases have become a part of our vocabulary to articulate a particular moment in time when transition and change occurs. Well, we recognize the milestone of graduation today. And we mark all kinds of graduations, as I noted, some of them being described as a child's first steps, riding a bike, driving a car, first job. And it goes to beyond just graduations to personal achievements, degrees of many kinds, age we mark, and kinds of relationships that we have. We often think of these experiences with positive emotions, but we recognize that there are other pivotal moments in our lives, such as accidents and illnesses and deaths, that are not our choice and are unwelcome experiences. This pandemic has been unwelcome, and we describe life accordingly. I have used pre-pandemic multiple times, and unfortunately, we have not gotten to post-pandemic yet. Well, our passage in Galatians has Paul speaking of a pivotal moment in his life that was pre-Jesus encounter and post-Jesus encounter. And this encounter, which is recorded in Acts 9, called him to proclaim the gospel to the Gentiles. This was such a profound experience for him that he even had a name change to go with it, from Saul to Paul, marking that profound experience for him. Now, Paul had always been a man of faith. Faith was not new to him. He grew up and was a zealous Judaic faith, to the point of violently persecuting Jesus' followers. And this personal encounter he had with Jesus was so profound that he turned from persecuting to proclaiming. So Paul didn't change in how he passionately lived out his faith. It just changed focus. To use Jesus' imagery of the kingdom of God being like a mustard seed, the seed of faith that had already taken root in Paul began drinking from a new stream, intermingling his roots with Jesus' love for the Gentiles, casting branches that offered shade and sustenance for others on the journey. And how about the yeast? The active organism that floats in our air that is captured. Jesus' grace was captured, and faithfulness to all, including the Gentiles, began to grow and raise and bubble up. Bubbling up Paul's faith, permeating his being, spreading it to others. In each of these images, there are more elements than just the seed and the yeast, for they by themselves don't produce anything. It is as they encountered the soil, the sun, the food, the sustenance that it needed, air, and time that growth occurred. In our lives, we encounter the world around us, both the created order as well as our own created order. We each have our own personalities, rhythms, meanings, relationships, from which and through which we take into the world. These are the active elements, the active ingredients, if you will, that shape who we are. Faith in God is one of these elements. And all of these, but most profoundly, our faith in God impacts how grounded we are or how active the leaven is in our being. They influence how we weather the events in life. So when our world gets rocked by an unexpected death or illness, or we face a vocational shift, or we're seeking meaning in life, what and who we have around us help provide a rudder, a leavening agent, or grounding, just enough to keep us from falling. No matter what place in life we are at, we are always choosing what matters: relationships, faith, where we spend our time. All influence our journey. And so I leave us all with a few questions to lean into. What elements of your life can you identify that root you in God's beloved creation? What hopes and promises are you absorbing from your environment that awaken your soul to the radical love of Jesus for you? How do mysteries and wonders of the Spirit aerate your internal soil, creating space for time and healing to occur? This day, when we recognize accomplishments, graduations, a turning of a page, may the love of God and the fellowship of our relationships help sustain us for the journey ahead. Amen.